according to St. Luke, 15th chapter. Those of you that will be traveling with me on today, we will be leaving the church at 1:30. I do understand that they have prepared dinner for us, so we do want to get there in a timely manner. It don't take that long to eat. Service is not to 3 o'clock. So don't be in so big of a rush unless you're just going on your own. Those of us that are going to try to go together, let us meet back here at the church at 1:30. But we want to go and do what thus said the Lord our God. We want to go and give God praise. Amen. To lift up the mighty name of Jesus. We are going to do a work for the Lord. Amen. And we are thankful. And those of you that will be traveling with me on today, you are here not the same message, but from the same book. Amen. Hadn't did this before, so it's going to be kind of interesting to me. Amen. But nonetheless, in St. Luke 15, verse 11, and then I'll read verses 17 through 28. Verse 11 says, "And he said, a certain man had two sons." And we jump to 17, "and when he came to himself, said, how many hired servants of my father have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me one of thy hired servants. He arose and came to his father, and when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion, ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. The son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. But the father said unto his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. Bring hither the fattest calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this is my son, was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Now his elder brother was in the field, and as he came and drew nigh to the house, he heard music and dancing, and he called one of the servants and asked what these things meant. He said unto him, thy brother is come, and thy father have killed the fatted calf, because he have received him safe and sound. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him." Also, for your consideration, we like to back up to verse 7. "I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. And he was angry and would not go in. Therefore came his father out and entreated him." The basis of those verses, we like to use a thought of subject this morning, too mad to go to the party. Too mad to go to the party. Amen. One day, Jesus made a way for all of us. Brother Daniel sing that like he is thankful this morning. And that he know that it was the Lord our God that made a way out of no way. We find ourselves sometimes in testimony saying he'll make a way out of no way. Just like he made everything out of nothing. That's the kind of God we serve. He is a way maker. When you don't know the way, God will show you the way. Hallelujah, Jesus. He is a way maker this morning. And God has allowed us and made a way for us to be into this place one more time. And I don't know about you, but I'm glad to be in the house one more time. Glad to be able to lift up my voice to the Lord our God and to thank God for another day's journey. God has been good to us for another week. And as we've gone through the week, we've had all kinds of things that may have happened, but regardless of the fact, we are yet still here and we give and we owe God the praise. For it's only by his grace and by his mercy that we are back into this holy place one more time. And we're only here to offer thanksgiving and praise to a worthy God, a God that has been better to us than we've been to ourselves, a God that has been right there in the midst of all the things that we've been going through, whether they were good or whether they were bad, God was right there. In those days throughout the week where you may have had a good day or a bad day, every day God was right there. And then we know that every day is a day of thanksgiving. A day to give God thanks for all the things that he has done in our lives. And every now and again, we need to personalize things with God. We need to let him know that I'm glad that somebody prayed for me, but God, I want to talk to you for myself. I'm glad that somebody's concerned about my well-being, but God, I want to get in contact with you for myself. I need to hear a voice from the Lord. I need to feel a touch from God for myself. It's all right for mom and them to say that God will be good, but I need to get to a place in my life where I know God to be good for me. Anybody know what I'm talking about? There are those that have been on bed of affliction and got up from that bed of affliction and gave a testimony that God healed my body and he made everything all right. But that's not somebody's testimony right now. Somebody's still waiting on their healing. Somebody's still waiting on their breakthrough. And if you're one of those that are still waiting, I come to tell you this morning, don't give up. Hold on and hold out. And in the midst of it all, give God some praise anyhow. Anybody know you can praise God just because he is God? If the only reason you could praise God because you was all of that, then we wouldn't be praising him anyhow. But when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that the Lord God had done for me, my soul cries out. Hallelujah. Everybody always waiting on somebody else. How many of you are glad you found out that you don't need your brother or your sister to get on your bandwagon in order for you to give God praise? From last Sunday to this Sunday, all we've heard about, our nation is stirred up because of the Zimmerman verdict. Debates and uneasiness is all over the land. And we began to think that we've come so far. And then we see the reality that we still got a long way to go. And however you want to weigh it out, that's your opinion and that's your mindset. But the thing is that you ought to be mindful that we as a people, that we got to come to the reality that there's still some double standards in some places in life. It's not always about color, it's not always about money, but it's always about something. But at the end of the day, don't matter what color your skin is, you're going to have to answer to somebody. So don't get yourself been all out of shape about something you can't do anything about. It's all right to be concerned. It's all right to pray for the family, but even the family say we can't bring him back. But what we have to do is come to the realization that it's time for us to realize that there's some changes that need to be made. That's why we can't sit back when it's time to vote, when it's time to open up and to speak your voice. We can't sit back on the stool of do nothing and then talk about what they done. They did it because you wouldn't get off of your legs behind and go out there and do what needed to be done. Anytime you don't involve yourself in the process, then you have to accept things the way that they fall out. And however they fall out, you got to go with the flow. So what this lets us know that we got to continue to be watchful and always praying, considering that the living conditions of most of our people right now with unemployment and sickness and downsides and things are going to get worse before they get better. Which means if there ever was a time that we need to be praying and trusting God, it's right now. We always talking about they, but have we not forgot where they come from? All of them days come from the dust of the ground. All of us are going to have to answer to a God that we cannot tell a lie to. Won't be no need to tell a lie because he know everything there is to know about us. There's a book called the Book of Life. And in that book of life, everything that we've ever done in our lives has been recorded. But the good thing is that he's not going to let Sharon read my book. He's going to read the book and talk to me. So you got to stop worrying about what everybody else thinks and worry about what does he think. If I can get it right with him, he'll help me get it right with you. But you got to get it right with him. Today, We come into this place and let us remember that this is another day's journey. Another day that the Lord God has made. And the Bible declared that we will rejoice and be glad in it. No matter how bad your life might be, you have good days and bad days. But I guarantee you, your good days outweigh your bad days. But it is just amazing how when we got a bad day, it seemed to have precedence over everything. It seemed to take the front burner. When we have a bad day, we just forget about all the good things that done happened in our life. We forget about how good God is, and we find ourselves seeping into a complaining spirit. We'll start complaining about one thing, and if you get caught up into a complaining mindset, before you know it, everything is going to be negative. You got to learn how to, even though you may not know how you're going to build it back up, you got to know how to get it back where it needs to be. You can't begin to just realize that it's not going to change unless you do something about it. And then you got to understand that even when you are at your worst condition, at your lowest point, you ought to be able to tell to say hallelujah anyhow. If the blood is still running warm in your vein and you are able to say that I'm still here, then you got something to be happy about. God blesses us and delivers us. And that's why we celebrate. We celebrate every day of our lives, life within itself. You remember back in the day? We find any reason to have a party. The eagle flew. Let's have a party. Had a baby. Let's have a party. You go by the bereaved family's houses after you go from the graveyard. Somebody's having a party. We know what it is to have a party. And then we also realize that God blesses us. And as he blesses us, we got to realize that when we get together, we ought to get together to have a good time. How many of you remember that even when there was a hater in the midst? You know, sometimes when you get ready for the party, some folks just don't want to be involved because they're jealous. Everybody feel like every party ought to be my party. How many of you know that there comes a time you want your own party? That there are folk that realize that I want to have a party. But this morning I want to tell you about a person that was on the outside and heard there was a party going on the inside, but he was too mad to go to the party. It's almost like a kid that thinks that everybody's party is their party. You know how when a kid have a party, then other kids say, that's my party. When that kid see all of the presents, that kid realized that where my presents at, it ought to be my party. Well, just a few days ago, my little princess Bella, she had a birthday. And I picked Bella up, and Bella said that I had already told one of the boys, I said, I'm going to punch Bella's buttons this morning. Bella got in the car. I said, Bella, it's not your birthday. It's my birthday, and I'm going to have a party today. Bella began to scream, no, no, it's my birthday. It's my birthday. And so I let her alone since it was her day. 2 moments later, riding along, Bella said, I'm getting ready for my potty potty. I'm getting ready for my potty potty. I said, get ready, Bella. Even a child understands the concept of a party. Even a four-year-old child realizes that it's not your party, but it's my party. Now, you can come to the party, but it's my party. But there's always somebody that would declare that they didn't invite me. What's wrong with me? Always somebody that got a little jealousy, a little envy, always trying to find something wrong with the party. There are those that even might have been an invited guest, and after they got there because they realized that, wasn't expecting all this. Sometimes they'll talk trash about your food. They talk trash about your music and talk trash about all of the other folk that's there because somebody at the party they don't like. But it's not your party. When I think about having a party, the thing about a party and this party that we're going to be dealing with this morning is the mere fact that when God has blessed you, then it gives you a reason to celebrate. When one of your loved ones that you hadn't seen in a mighty long time, and you hear that they're coming through town, then you start calling some of the friends and some of the relatives and say, well, brother so-and-so is coming to town, so let's have a party. Well, now, as the news get out that you're planning this celebration for brother so-and-so that's coming in town, then that brother that's already in town began to think about it. Well, nobody gave me a party. So we got to realize that there's always going to be somebody that's going to be too mad to come to the party. But how many of you know that? Well, ain't not that bad. I say it anyway. One monkey don't stop no show. You don't want to come to my party. You stay home. I'm going to have a party anyhow. There comes a time you got to have your mind made up. That it doesn't matter what nobody else think about you or your celebration. But if you're doing it from the goodness of your heart, then you got to realize that God blesses us for being a blessing to one another. When we read in the gospel according to St. Luke, we find a parable that was given by Jesus himself. And he said that there was a man that had two sons. Now, the younger son was the one that spoke up and said, Daddy, I want my inheritance now. I don't want to wait. And what we have to understand is that in that particular time, a child was able to go to their parents and ask for their inheritance while they were yet still alive. You know how we wait on somebody to die, then see what we gonna get. But in that day and time, you were able to go and say, I want mine now. That might have been a good thing. Because sometimes when they die, ain't nothing to be had. I really don't care if that be the case with me, because I want to spend what I got while I'm living. May well be honest. But here we have a father, two sons. The younger son wants his inheritance right now. The Bible says that he said, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. But then it says that he divided unto them his living. So not only did the young man get his inheritance, but the other son got his inheritance at the same time. Now, the Bible declared that not many days after that, the younger man decided that I'm going to leave home. I'm going to go to a faraway country. And after he got there, the Bible declared that he wasted his substance with riotous living. When he had spent all that he had, the Bible said there arose a famine in that land and he began to be in want. Went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent it to him in the fields to feed the swine. He was almost at the point that he was ready to eat what the swine was eating, because no man would give him anything. You know how it is when you got a few dollars in your pocket, and it seems like everybody is your friend. You better learn how to be wise with your money. But the thing is this young man, he got his inheritance. But he failed to realize that folk will use you until they use you up. He failed to realize that everybody that say that they're your friend, they're just there for what they can get out of you. Then after they get everything that you got and you're broke and you don't have nothing to give, they'll leave you all by yourself. And this is where this young man finds himself all by himself, nobody to give him anything. He's at a worse condition in his life. But the Bible declared that he came to himself.
And after he came to himself, he said, I'm going to go back to my father and I'm going to tell my father I sinned against him and I'm not even worthy to be called his son. So the Bible declared that he went to his father and he did just that. But the father had his arms wide open because the Bible declares that he saw his son afar off. And as he saw his son, the Bible says he had compassion, ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. See, that's what a loving father would do. He wasn't worried about where you've been. Wasn't worried about where is the money I gave you. But all he was concerned was the fact that my son that has been lost, I didn't know where he was or how he was doing, but I see him coming down the street now. And because he's coming down the street, it gives me joy down in my heart, and I'm not going to wait for him to get to me. I'm going to run to him and let him know that I'm glad to see you, son. Isn't it good to have a father like that? That even though you've been out of his midst, even though you've been doing your own thing, that father still have loving arms waiting on you. Bible say the father kissed him and he told his servant, go get me the best robe that I got. Put a ring on his finger. Let him know that we're glad that he's home. It's time for a celebration. The Bible says, and the father said unto the servants, and to go and get these and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. Bring hither the fattest calf and kill it. Let us eat and be merry. In other words, we're getting ready to have a party. For this my son that was dead, he is alive again. He was lost, but now he's found. And they began to have a party. I thank God for the party. A party of restoration. A party to say, welcome home, my son. A party to say, I'm all right now. Because I found out that my son is going to be all right. He's not dead, but everything is all right in his life. At one point, he was lost, but now he's found. But I come to tell somebody that even though you might be the elder son, and the elder son said, I've been here with you all the time. I didn't leave you all by yourself. But I stayed right here and served you every day of my life. And I hear music on the inside. And the servant told me that you done killed the fattest calf. But I've been with you for a mighty long time, and you never had a party for me. You never had me to bring my friends over. You never said that everything was going to be all right for me. So I'm mad down in my spirit. For the Bible said that the elder son, he got angry. Anybody in here ever get mad because things don't go your way? Anybody ever get mad because it's not your party? Anybody ever get mad because it don't seem like you're the center of attention? But I stopped by to tell somebody that if you're too mad to come to the party, you're going to miss out on your blessing, because everybody's invited to my party, and if you come to my party, you ought to be able to have a good time, because in my party, there's going to be joy. At my party, we're going to have food. At my party, there's going to be peace of mind. At my party, there's going to be a great celebration, and I want to know who want to come to the party, because if you ever had a time in your life that you know that you need God in your life, you need God right now. I want to thank God for the love of Jesus, how Jesus let us know that I am that Father. You see, this Father represents the Father that sits high and he looked down low. That Father represents the Father on high that will always stand there with his arms wide open. That will say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I stop by to tell you that if you are a child of God, if you say that you are sheep of God, the Bible say, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Well, now, if one of the sheep get lost, the father that I'm talking about, the Bible said that he will leave the 100 and he go look for the one. So in that day and time, a good shepherd, in the end of the day, he will count all of the sheep. And if there's one missing, he would immediately go out and search for him, because he realized that one of the sheep had been gone. But I'm going to go and find my sheep. And when I get out there and find the sheep, I realize he can't make it back all by himself. So I'm going to throw him up on my shoulder. He threw the sheep on his shoulder and he went on and took the sheep back to the sheepfold. And the Bible said that he said that the heavens rejoice over one that repenteth and come back home. That's what I stopped by to tell you this morning, that if you want to come to the party of repentance, all it takes is just one. I'm not worried about the 99. I'm not worried about those that are not here, but those that are under the sound of my voice. I want to know you want to be welcome to my party. In my party, there's going to be a good time. In my party, you don't have to worry about getting up the next morning and being crazy in your head. Because when you get high in my party, it'll take you on a spiritual high. It'll take you higher than you ever been before. Because the God that I serve, He is a mighty God. I thank God that I got a party going on right here. Do you want to come to the party? In order to get in the party, you got to have some praise. You got to have some heart. You got to open up your mouth. You got to have a mindset that I will praise the Lord with all of my heart. If you're going to come to my party, you can't come looking any kind of way. But you better come dressed up. Dressed up for Jesus. All you got to have is a filthy rag. And the Lord our God, He'll reach down and touch you and make everything all right. At my party, everybody is going to get a gift. Because the God that I serve, He got compassion that goes for all of us. So even though you might not been the one that wasted everything that you got, you're the one that helped on and helped out. But don't get angry. Don't be jealous. Don't be envious. Because it seems like the enemy is beginning before you. Do know that the God that we serve, He is able this morning to take some things and turn them around. And He will let you know if there's envy in the midst. Everybody that smiles in your face, even if they sit at your table, they may not have your best interest at heart. And then there's somebody that would like to be there, but they were too mad to come to the party. What is it that gives us such anger that we refuse to accept the blessings that God bestows upon somebody else? Someone said that it's me standing in the need of prayer. But even though I need prayer, I want God to bless Sharon. I want God to bless Brother Partee. I want God to be with Sister Popsicle here and to let everybody know that all you got to do is be a sheep. And if you are one of God's sheep, then if you stray and you get out of the sheepfold, God has an angel that He'll send searching for you. And once that angel finds you, He'll lead you right back home. Now, you know how it is when you've known folk that live the righteous life and they just had that personality or that character where you just didn't want to be nowhere close to them. But the power of God changed their lives. Who are we to judge and sit back and be too mad to share in the celebration of rebirth? Did not Nicodemus say that you must be born again? So it doesn't matter the condition that you might be in. Whereas I might not be able to see what God is going to do in your life, God can do the impossible. And when God blesses that one that you said that you wasn't going to never, ever speak to anymore, God has a way of making you out of a liar. Because if you want to be where God is, you got to learn how to love even those that persecute you, mistreat you, and even those that are too mad to come to your party. The one thing that we must remember is that as long as Jesus is there, everything's going to be all right. Sometimes you got to stop being envious of the blessings of your brothers and sisters. Too many of us even immediate families, has so much jealousy between the siblings that they are too mad to come to some celebrations just because they think that you show favor to this one or that one. But the reality is, the real Father loves us all. Without respect of persons, he knew exactly what the young man had done. But that was irrelevant. All he wanted to see was his child on his way back home. And just in seeing that sight, it brought extreme joy to his very soul. But let us not be like the elder son that would get angry because God has blessed somebody else. And we will refuse to go to the party because we're mad.